Galnet News Digest, 26th of January 3303. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Alliance under attack. Ship launched Sidewinders confirmed. The Great Haystack Hunt. Singing ringing trees found in Guardian's system. Alliance under attack. An Alliance convoy has been attacked and largely destroyed by criminal gangs operating in the FedMitch system. A number of ships have been destroyed and a rescue effort's begun to recover occupied escape pods from the wreckage. The Alliance is funding this effort for 1 week, or until their arbitrary target has been met, after which any remaining escape pods will be consigned to the void, together with their occupants. Ship launched Sidewinders confirmed. The messages recently recovered from Formidine Rift Delta mission indicate that Anacondas carried ship-launched Sidewinders in the year 3270. The messages were written by an EVA pilot tasked with taking one of the two ship-launched Sidewinders out and dropping beacons. She mentions that the beacons all have the word Exodus in their BIOS. She then describes how both her Sidewinder and the Anaconda mothership both lost power for a couple of minutes when she was out deploying a beacon. That was on the 1st of October, 3270. 10 days later, the power in her Sidewinder went off again. But this time, when it powered back up, she found that the support ship had been destroyed, leaving her stranded in deep space. In her final message, she's heading for a nearby Earth-like world. Nobody knows if she ever arrived. So, back to the important question. Why were ship-launched Sidewinders possible in 3270, but they're not possible now? We deserve answers. The Great Haystack Hunt. Using data provided to him by commanders, Ramtar has identified four systems that contain as-yet-undiscovered ancient ruins of the Guardian's civilization. This still leaves us pretty much in the dark. To use an analogy, if the ancient ruins are four needles, and a planet is a haystack, then Ramtar has pointed us to four fields full of haystacks, and said, "There you are! I've found the ruins!" Ramtar may be generous with his rewards, but he's noticeably stingy with useful information. Singing ringing trees found in Guardian's system. However, the search for the Guardian's ruins hasn't been totally fruitless. As long as you count brains on sticks as a sort of fruit. A commander has discovered a grove of bizarre, twisty trees with pink, lumpy bits on top that look a bit like something from a Dr. Seuss book. These strange trees sing a strange song, which falls somewhere in a line between Bloodnock's stomach and Quatermass in the Pit. It's not a particularly pretty song, and nor are they particularly pretty trees, but they are more intricate and less fungus-like than anything found before, and if you shoot at them, they say thank you by dropping materials. If you want to meet the singing ringing trees yourself, they can be found in the snappily titled planet IC2391 Sector ZE-A-D101 planet C3A at location 11.43.48.42. When you get close, just follow the sound of the monster with indigestion. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news and find out about ship-launched Sidewinders.